Come on.
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, I think that you and I can relate to this because we have a bromance, obviously, after all these years.
20 years of friendship, Dave. That's right. And I have known each other.
That was Audrey, by the way.
Dave and Mahoney. They don't know. Theater of the mind. You guys just kissed. Did it again. Whoa.
That's how we like to start every show.
Yes. I watch. All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today on the show. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, some bad news. Everything is a lie. I think we already knew that, but now they actually did a study, and I don't know if this one is also a lie, because it could be, but around a third of studies published in neuroscience journals and about 24% in medical journals are just made up or plagiarized.
So we got a study about a study, and they all say that they're lying.
Yeah, like a third of scientific papers are just made up.
And, well, they're not. That's skewed, I feel like, because like you're hypothesizing something.
So the research, which is referred to as preprint, means it has not been peer reviewed, and it looked
that
at
only happens when I get overly excited, Dave.
Using a simple automated detection system, this research looked at two telltale signs: whether an author was registered with a personal rather than an institutional email address, and if the author listed their affiliation as a hospital. So the papers flagged as potentially fake were then checked by humans and researchers, and they concluded that about 1,500 of the papers were likely fraudulent out of the 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which, is that why every time that anything is wrong with us ever and we log on to the internet, it's always
cancer?
Always cancer, and then it just turns out that you sprained your ankle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something got stuck somewhere.
Oh.
No, or that you just have the ability to look up any type of study you want in order to go your way in an argument.
Yeah, you can just sit there and be like, no, look at this. This published paper says that I'm right and really.
Yeah, that's
just,
pretty dangerous. That's interesting. So what are they planning to do about it, Dave?
Absolutely nothing,
great,
Audrey. Yes.
Great news.
Let the disinformation continue.
Woohoo, it's all for clicks.
some good news today as well. I think if you're one of those people that have cut the cord, the NFL obviously has kind of been at the forefront of leading people to getting rid of their normal, satellite and cable, because a lot, if not all, of the games are on streaming platforms now. So obviously Thursday Night Football exclusively on Amazon, and then the if you get the NFL package, which previously was with DirecTV, that's now going to be on YouTube TV for the upcoming season. And now the NFL is taking another step into the streaming world. The league has granted Peacock the first streaming exclusive playoff game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so a playoff game exclusively on a streaming platform.
I don't know if it's... Whew, okay.
If they were doing it in lockstep with NBC, and it was also going to be on Peacock, yeah, then sure, but it just to be on Peacock.
Just on,
I don't know about that.
Hearing that, I'm like, oh, that's great, because I have Peacock, so I don't understand why. And you can get a 7-day free trial, so I don't understand.
Yeah, I think there's a free version of Peacock, but it's like you got to download it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're also like pretty advanced when it comes to tech and being able to figure that stuff out. There's just some old school people out there that.
Ooh, your mothers and your
you think
family
my mom mother. Is downloading Peacock?
Your mom doesn't have Netflix?
I don't think she does have Netflix.
She does
have Paramount Plus.
Is your mom watching and really clamoring for playoff football?
Hell yeah.
Damn right. It's America.
Well, as a good son, you should go over there and download her some Netflix.
And maybe I will. But the Peacock telecast is actually scheduled for January 13th of next year during the wild card.
Can we just keep it all on the one app that we're going to pay for? We finally got it on YouTube. Let's just keep it there.
I think you're probably right. That's
the easiest
way to do it.
But how are other major companies going to get a piece of the pie?
You mean how is the NFL going to get more money by dividing
and conquering the content and squeeze as much as they can?
Yep. So the Peacock game will make it for NBC Universal doubleheader on that day, as NBC itself will air the other wild card game. So I guess it really depends on who's in the other wild card game and whether or not you actually want to download something in order to watch it.
Probably be like Discovery Plus next.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get things going, Dave Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So less than a month away now from the Worldwide Developers Conference, which is the big thing that Apple puts on every year. And normally I don't get really that excited about the WWDC because you're sort of like, all right, like what could they possibly roll out? But this year, I guess, is a pretty highly anticipated one because of the new Google goggles. And so you're like, okay, it's another pair of these.
Google
like,
goggles.
Yeah. They're not Google goggles, rather. These are Apple
goggles.
Are
you making baby sounds here?
I was about to say Google goggles.
These are called Reality Pro, and they're made by Apple, which is a big difference, right, than a lot of the other ones that we've seen. Because we've seen, like, the Facebook ones that they put out, the Meta ones that are kind of, like, big and clunky. And the reason why these are getting a lot of hype, first off, they're very expensive. They're $3,000.
Just okay. But, are you kidding me?
So they kind of resemble a pair of ski goggles, so they actually look a lot.
Yeah, it looks like the metaverse. That looks like Facebook Oculus.
Right, but a lot more refined, if you will. And what's interesting about these is that they're going to fully enclose the user's eye for greater immersion, but they're saying that it's a mixed reality product, so there's going to be external cameras that will allow for a full view of the outside world for both practical reasons and also to...
So it's combining Google Glasses kind of with Oculus to do this augmented reality, which we have augmented reality through our phones. If you remember the, like, Pokemon Go yes. and stuff like that. Yep. And there's been a couple other things, but, you know, their intentions are to integrate this with our day-to-day life that are strapped onto our face. If anybody can do it, it can be Apple. I still think
$3,000 price point's way too high.
I think there's still going to be a lot of people who adopt it, but I still think we're a long way away from normalizing having those sorts of things on our face.
The thing that makes this seem like it could work, though, is that you're able to still see the outside world. Like, the whole idea of the Oculus thing with Facebook, I mean, how many videos have we seen online of people accidentally, like, running into doors or tripping over their coffee tables while they're playing?
Yeah, but I mean, you're in clothes. That's VR.
Have you ever used one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you're clothes, but also, like, you're not setting your parameters correct. And those are, like, usually old people who have no idea how Oculus works, like, to be fair.
Hurtful. I did one of those virtual reality, like, zombie hunter things where you actually have, like, the gun. You go, like, through a maze and you're, like, walking over
it
this
It tells
stuff
you when you're starting to get into an area.
I know, but I accidentally hit my wife in the face with my gun.
Okay, which that means she got into your area. That's
Dave.
Her fault.
She got in.
Dave.
What?
You owe that woman $90,000 cabinets.
Fair.
But no, I mean, look, Apple does things right. They're saying that, you know, they'll have, like, a charging thing that'll fit in the palm of your hand. These are a lot slicker looking, and I actually think that they'll kind of become
3Gs
like
a... 3Gs is a lot.
That's what I mean. I think they'll become like a social status thing because
Sure, but
so
I mean,
expensive.
We just got finished talking about how the new Xbox was like... You could not find that thing for, like, literally almost 2 years. And now people are finally starting to able to get
that. But there's a big
that.
Difference between 500 and 3,000.
Yep. But people were even kind of complaining about that price point, $500, $600 being a little bit too expensive. So you're right. I think it's going to be 100% a status.
But, I mean,
thing.
If we put it in terms of, like, if it can replace your phone, it's about the price of two Apple phones. Like the premier flagship phones
but
put together.
If I see you walking around in public wearing one of these, I'm going to hit you in the face.
Yeah, it's the new blue. It's the new. It's the new blue. It's the new blue douche. Yeah. You know
exactly what it is.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Yay!
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Talking to yourself is not a problem at all. A lot of people do that. It takes a turn when you start talking with yourself.
Message deleted.
Do you guys talk to yourselves?
Like, no. Out loud, do you?
I don't.
Audrey?
I started doing it.
Recently?
Yes.
Why?
It just kind of like started coming out. Because I was...
What are the sort of things that you'll say to yourself?
Like, go ahead, girl. Like, well, I don't know.
You just kind of gas yourself up?
I can't think of anything else other than that. But yesterday
I'll
I was
the
having...
other way, where I'm like, you moron.
Do that too?
Oh, the only thing that comes out of my mouth when I'm alone and I'm talking, you know, audibly is...
A curse word?
Curse words.
Yeah. Same.
No,
same.
Nothing yeah. else besides yeah. profanities come out of my mouth when I'm alone.
But the inner monologue that I have with myself is way more frightening than ever anything that comes out of my actual mouth. So I'm like, if I just say a few things, maybe the insides won't be so weird. Like having arguments in the shower inside my head. Dave, I know you don't talk to yourself in your head, so you don't think your thoughts.
I think. I just don't actually hear my own voice when I'm thinking because I'm just thinking.
That's weird.
That is weird.
It's not weird.
That is weird.
Just thinking.
You guys
are weird.
You don't think in a sound. You don't think in audible form.
So you can't think anything without hearing it.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. And it's all day.
Yeah.
All night.
Thinking about what I'm going to say, I hear it in my voice before I say it.
So you can't think about a couple of things at the same time?
Not really.
Actually, that's a really good point. No, I can't.
I'm a one-track person.
Unless I like get off on like ADHD squirrel tangents, but it's never...
I can't multitask.
No.
I'm all in on whatever I'm doing. Like if I get distracted from, you know, Project A and I move to Project B, Project A gets forgotten about.
Absolutely.
So you think that they wrote Simple Man about you?
And me too, man. I can't do that. You're telling me your brain's like a browser, that you have 1,000 tabs open and you're thinking about all the tabs simultaneously?
Yes. Sure. I mean, some obviously get more energy than others, right? But, I mean, there's multiple things going on at the same time.
I got, like, enough whatever runway or, you
bandwidth.
Know, bandwidth for one day, or, you know, one thing a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, yesterday I was like, I'm going to go get cigars.
That was your thing.
That was
your whole day.
It took me outside of my path that I normally am on. I had to divert, and I went and got cigars, and then I went home.
That fatigue is real.
But that was enough of my brain power to like figure out a new route home, and you know, for the whole day after the show was done.
You smoke any of those cigars?
Smoked one of them.
Just one? Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it?
Great. It was a three and a half hour long cigar.
3.5 hour long cigar.
Yeah, it was a real long
smoke. It was as long as a baseball bat? What are you talking about?
It was a real long smoke. Jeez. I was sitting outside. The weather was nice. I was looking at the sunset.
Oh.
Just, you know, enjoying life.
Did you have your pants on or your pants off?
Pants off.
Yeah.
100% pants
That's
off.
That's the way to do it.
Please leave a message.
I got boxers. I'm not sitting around nude.
No. If you're sitting around nude and then you drop an ash. Woo.
Yeah.
Why didn't anyone tell me how important your credit score is? I left college with literally a 300 credit score, and I've been busting my ass to get it up, but damn, it is tough.
Message
deleted.
I think
right now, though, nobody has an excuse, because I feel like our entire lives, Dave, we're 40 and are in our 40s.
Yep.
Everybody's been like, why didn't anybody tell us how to do taxes and learn stuff? Yes, nobody told us or taught us in school how to do that for our generation and our parents' generation probably as well. But that's been said so many times, so it's like kind of upon you to figure it out or just get an account.
Yeah, I mean, but also there's like apps like Credit Karma now where you can track it. It's a lot easier than it used to be. Like, it used to just be like a mystery. Like,
oh my gosh, you guys think an 18-year-old cares about Experian?
But they know now.
No,
the information is out there and it's widely available.
Man. I had the ability to look up any word I wanted to in the dictionary, and I still use like and literally for everything that I say.
That's a good point. They used to tell us that checking our credit score would make our credit score go down. As kind of like this trap, like, don't you look at it, otherwise it's going to go down.
I thought that was true.
It still does go down if it's a hard pull.
Not if you look at it.
Well, that's a soft pull.
There's a difference.
And that happens as you get older.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I know some people find it cute, but I hate seeing dogs with cones on their heads. I just equate it to something like a dunce hat. It's the cone of shame.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cute, but you look stupid, buddy.
But it's traditionally because we're trying to get your dog.
Trying to save you from yourself.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's like you've got a dog with a cone 99% of the times because you've got, you know, dog parents that are trying to keep it alive.
Yeah.
Doing something nice for it.
Poor guy.
Yeah, there's guy with all of the modern technology, we can't figure out something that looks a little bit cooler than that.
I'll tell you.
It's the whole point is to get them to not like lick or bite or whatever around the cone.
I know, but you can't figure something else out.
I can tell you, as a person who's currently living alone, I probably need a cone
for certain things.
Keep yourself for the fast food.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So Audrey is a little bit sleepy today, and it's for very good reason, because last night was a really big day that you have been anticipating for many months.
I'm so excited. So, yeah, we got our little baby puppy girl last night, and yeah, I didn't get much sleep. I tried. I did the whole, like, let me try and fall asleep around 8 o'clock. Had to go and get her from the airport around midnight 30, 1 o'clock, which means that I was so excited I couldn't fall back asleep. And by the time we got her home, and all things considered, she did great. She didn't cry on the airplane, nothing, because we got her from Utah and brought her home.
Which, by the way, if you want to see a picture, it's on Instagram, at David Mahoney. This is a really cute, little, teeny, tiny
mini
golden
doodle.
She looks like Snuggle from the commercials.
The
like
teddy bear Snuggle?
Yeah, like, I mean, if Snuggle was, like, darker.
Yeah.
If Snuggle got a suntan.
Yeah, a little bit more melanin. But, so she is the cutest thing ever. She's so sweet. And we did have some drama. I thought that we weren't going to be able to pick her up. Because the certificate, the numbers look a little funky on the certificate. Okay. So they were saying that she was too young to get on an airplane, which wasn't true. So we had to go through and get all of this new paperwork from the breeder and all of the sort of drama rigmarole.
You can't bring just like any dog USA. Your dog has to get TSA pre-checked.
I think they have to be like 8 weeks because that's when they can get have all their
something,
shots, right?
Something along those lines. But it ended up being fine. Got her on the plane. No big deal. And as my boyfriend was, you know, going around the airport, he was like, Audrey, so many people are asking for a photo from her and from her, like she's able to
Kim
talk.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, right.
She's very famous.
She broke the internet. But how many photos do you think, we were asking our Twitch chat this earlier, twitch.tv/David Mahoney, how many photos do you think were asked, the photo op opportunity?
My guess is a dozen.
I guess half
airport,
that.
People are busy in an airport, so. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's a cute. I mean, what kind of dog is she again?
She is a mini golden doodle.
Okay.
So she's just like a little puff. She looks like a mini poodle.
So
really, she's curly.
I guess half that. I guess a half dozen just because the flight times yesterday were pretty late.
Right.
Yeah, you got in at 1:30 or midnight 30.
Yeah, midnight 30. so 38 people he counted.
38 people?
38 people.
So the reason why, because my first thought is, your boyfriend's a liar. My second thought was actually probably not. And the reason why is because my mother-in-law, Shelly, just got a very similar dog. Like they look like they could
sisters.
Be
in the same litter,
the same litter for sure, like brother and sister type thing. And we went out to brunch on Sunday for Mother's Day. And we're sitting there at the table and everyone's having a good time, enjoying their French toast and this and that. And this girl walks up that works at the restaurant. She's like, oh, my God. And I thought that she was reacting to our sweet little Ruby Jean, our one-year-old child.
The cutest damn
just
baby
just the cutest
ever.
Damn
really?
Baby
so
ever.
Smiley.
And she ignored all of the kids and was only curious
it's
about paying attention
thing,
to the dog. Like, not a single comment about any of the kids whatsoever from anyone. Everyone commented on the dog.
It's
Audrey,
a millennial thing.
Let me ask you this and see if your boyfriend broke down these demographics anymore. So he said he got 38 requests to take pictures of your little dog. How many of these were men? How many of these were women?
38 women.
Absolutely. Yes. No question.
Because here's the thing. I mean, that is a cute dog. And, you know, you're here. Chris is here. I think you should loan your dog to Chris.
To help him try to get laid?
He can meet.
You can use it as your profile picture instead of a bass. Like, instead of a fish, you just have this cute puppy as your profile picture. We should
do that. I have two adorable dogs. They're not here yet, but, you know, I have dogs for that. The only problem is one of them hates women.
Oh no.
This is Dave and Mahoney. There is a certain person.
A certain person.
So vile, so arrogant. A middle ground between horrible and useless. A culinary and retail nightmare. A person who we call Karen.
Karen, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Why?
These are the Karen Chronicles.
Why did you do that, Karen?
There are some people that are so entitled, they think the entire world is designed to delight them. Regardless of what that is. And sometimes, if they have a bad experience, everyone's going to hear about it.
Dave, the Karens, the Darrens, they must, they need, they demand to speak with the manager's manager.
In this case, it's the Keating Hotel in San Diego. I've never heard of it, but it's got 4 out of 5 stars.
Sounds like a nice place.
I do love when Karens get rather poetic with their reviews, and this one is. But Corey F. said 5 out of 5 stars. I got to say, this is my favorite hotel on the Gas Lamp. I always book this hotel first thing if it's not already sold out. So okay. It sounds like a pretty popular place.
Like the Gas Lamp.
Wayne K. said 5 out of 5. We came here for our wedding night back in 2009, and it was beautiful.
Is that Batman in incognito mode?
Wayne, maybe. Karen did not have a great experience. At 1 out of 5 stars. This hotel is as welcoming as a neck and shoulder rub from Bill Cosby. We found the Keating to be absurdly loud, outdated, and off-putting. We booked an upper floor spa suite, and there is a peculiar odor in the room, like a mix of stale corn chips and prison shower mold. Upon each problematic encounter, we called down to the front desk and even got the general manager on the phone the next day, resulting in fake excuses and false apologies. Don't stay here unless you're a tasteless, unbathed coke junkie with a recent tetanus shot. No expectation of a guest being treated properly.
I mean, I've got a tetanus shot, and that sounds like a great time to me.
Dave and Mahoney. Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So there has been a lot of speculation around Jamie Foxx, and it was interesting when, you know, some of his friends or whoever that was came out and said, you know, Jamie Foxx is in the hospital.
Pray for him.
Asking for your prayers. And you're like, that doesn't sound good. And
that sounds like you are dead.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Or damn near close.
And then we find out that he's been out of the hospital for a couple of weeks, according to his daughter, which I believe her. And Jamie Foxx continues, I guess, to receive medical rehab after his fairly serious health scare, which we still don't know all the details of. And again,
and not that we're entitled to it either, but when you got people who are going to TMZ and like pray for Jamie, you're like, hey, what's going on?
But also leave it to TMZ and sorry, but not sorry. Leave it to TMZ to come out with stuff without really knowing what's actually going on.
Oh, they do that all of the time. And that's one of the biggest knocks on TMZ, right? It's like, I mean, even the stuff with Kobe, like they were putting out all the information. Isn't that how it was?
Before,
they
posted the photos of the crime scene, and the reason why they took the officers to court was because
the TMZ
footage and photos were released before Vanessa even knew that her husband and daughter had passed.
Yeah,
so I'm not shocked that TMZ is doing an excellent job at journalism yet again.
They're saying that he's at a rehabilitation center in Chicago, which specializes in stroke recovery, traumatic brain injury, spinal cord injury rehab, cancer rehab. But I mean, you know, the stroke thing kind of maybe makes the most sense. But again, no need to speculate on that. Just glad that Jamie Foxx is on the mend.
He's on the mend. And, you know, I actually saw an article that him and his daughter are going to be hosting a show together.
They have been. So that beat Shazam. They've been hosting that.
I think
together.
There's another show that they just got signed on for, too.
Yeah,
right?
So his daughter alluded to that. She said, you know, my dad's out of the hospital and we have some big news that we're going to announce, but I don't think that we've seen exactly what that is. But that show Beat Shazam that unfortunately Nick Cannon is stepping in to host has been pretty successful, and she does a really good job alongside her dad. And Jamie Foxx is just a super charismatic guy.
I like Jamie Foxx.
But also, can we pump the brakes from these production companies? Like, I know you've got things that you need to bill, but I mean, like, let the man like have a moment to get better before you're making his daughter starting to pimp out their new show online.
For real.
Like, I know that that's how that works, right? Like, I mean, just like, let him get better. Hold on.
So Avatar is going to be coming to, interestingly, HBO Max and Disney Plus next month. So Disney Plus announced that Avatar The Way of Water will start streaming on June 7th. The movie is also going to stream on HBO Max or just Max now. The film opened in the theaters December 16th and is the third highest grossing film of all time in the world, having earned $2.32 billion at the box office.
Even with inflation, that still blows my mind that Avatar is this popular that many years later.
Right? Because
James Cameron have every big movie now? It's like crazy to think that he had Titanic, the first Avatar, and now this Avatar.
Yeah, it's wild. James Cameron is an absolute G when it comes to huge blockbusters.
No, he's a B, Dave, as in billionaire.
Yeah. But Disney Plus, do they do that very often where they're streaming movies that aren't Disney movies?
Recently. They now have rights to things that are kind of like out of the norm. I mean, but Disney is such a major umbrella for so many things that you would go, why is Nat Geo on Disney? It's because Disney owns Nat Geo. You know what I mean? In certain aspects of that.
I guess you don't really think about like Disney owning ABC either or ESPN, but they own
probably
all that
have
stuff,
some affiliation in order to bring Avatar over there, or some type of legal rights have now been switched.
No, it's 20th Century Studios, which is Fox,
which is
that merger of Disney and Fox.
It's so complicated, man.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, is that a Disney property? It is now it falls under that Fox merger.
And finally, Dungeons & Dragons coming to Paramount Plus. You know, if you're a nerd and you like that sort of thing.
Oh, Mahoney's so hyped about this.
Plenty of people like Dungeons & Dragons.
I know, I'm kidding.
But actually, a lot of people are hating on it right now because the creators of Dungeons & Dragons, or not the creator, but the current owners of it have done some shady stuff. But the movie, I've got some friends who are hardcore D&D players who
Pretty good reviews, right?
Who really enjoyed it, yeah.
I never read Lord of the Rings, and I like jam on all of the whole trilogy. So I feel like as a passive person to fantasy, I would probably opt in to go in and watch this movie as well.
Would you consider yourself to be a red wizard?
I don't know what that means.
There's no red wizard. What are you talking about? Class?
Yeah, they say the red wizard Daisy Head, whatever that means.
That's just what her, like, I think that's just, okay.
What she is.
So there is a red wizard.
You can be a wizard, but a red wizard.
You poser nerd.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
You know, this story makes me very, very happy to share. Mostly so you guys can stop bullying me on a daily basis. You guys acting like I'm out here with a rich flex because I eat eggs in the morning. Because, I mean, to be fair, egg prices have gone up.
Uh-huh.
But out of all of the things out there that you can eat that, you know, sustenance, eggs, fairly affordable.
Sure.
You know,
used to be.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have gone up. But they are now, the good news is they're coming back down. So for months, the price of eggs was soaring. Interestingly, though, and I don't know if I should have eaten these eggs. I did an Instacart order not that long ago, Mahoney, and the person came and dropped it off. And they were like, these egg cartons were only 99 cents each. And I was like,
why?
Why is that? She's like, I bought a couple for myself as well. I'm like, no, that's good. But like, what is wrong with these eggs?
What's wrong with these eggs? Were these a part of the fire?
There's something that's not right about these eggs, man.
For real, though. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's scary that we think that really is kind of, why does our brain go to, there is something deformed with these eggs?
Yeah, like, you're not just giving me these eggs at a good cost out of the goodness
of your
heart.
They were just $12 last week.
Yeah. So if you're wondering, like, why eggs have been going so crazy, there was the avian flu that wiped out a significant number of egg-laying
hens. That's
what
they want us to think, Dave.
Yeah. What's the
if those chickens would have wore their mask.
Yes. They would have gotten vaxxed.
Yeah.
Farmers have had to deal with the inflated feed and fuel costs as well, so the distribution prices have caused producers like Cal-Maine Foods, the largest U.S. egg distributor, to try to cover some of those costs by hiking their prices, and some of that stuff is starting to settle down.
Good. I mean, eggs is when you think of the staple foods. I mean, milk, bread, eggs. It's one of the three.
And Mahoney, I mean, just recently you've come around to eggs finally.
I've been eating like an egg sandwich every morning, Dave.
Have you really?
I have.
And what a wonderful thing that is.
Yeah, it really is. It's mostly the sausage and the cheese that I like, but you know, the egg is there
it's
on the.
It's part of the protein.
Sure.
It's keto friendly.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Yay!
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I need really good online dating tips for a newbie. I have no idea what I'm doing. Please help me out.
Message deleted.
Does anyone here know how to do online dating properly?
Chris would be the only one who's actually like been in that world.
All right, Chris, since you're the single one amongst the
man,
what tips would you give this young lady?
It's don't just stay far away.
Stop it. You can't do that.
What? Yeah,
and I say that because even you can't do that.
I know.
You know how toxic it is and you still do it.
Because he's trying to.
It's just not for me. I'm an in-person kind of guy. But it's easier for a woman than it is for a guy. Because, for example, I matched with a lovely lady who went by the name of Princess. Shut up. And the conversation was going to great lengths until after, you know, maybe 2 days of chatting, she drops the OnlyFans link.
Her name was Princess. Duh.
And it was like, I'd love to keep talking with you here.
Oh, so she
was. Her name was Princess.
She was. Yeah, that's on you.
That is on you.
So hang on a second. So she didn't even say, hey, here's a link if you want more. She's like, I'm done chatting with you for free.
Like, if you
come talk to me here.
I mean, we have to continue. I got the first 2 days for free out of it. You know?
I mean, did you sub? Did you subscribe?
No.
Did you?
I will never, never.
Be honest.
No.
Did you click the link and go look?
Yeah.
Dude, that's
why he did not like and subscribe.
Scandalous.
For more.
I mean, really, that is like if you're on a dating app and then you're getting hustled for somebody's, you know, like
a paid service.
Yeah,
that's
so brutal. I can't speak on behalf of women, but for guys, like half of the women on these dating sites are all bots too. You know?
Yeah. Oh,
dude,
really?
That's like signing up for the Peacock streaming app. Like you get like a free trial and they hit you with the charges. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I didn't realize because I've not ever been on a dating app ever. So I did not know that there was a bot thing happening.
Yeah,
that is sad. Yeah. That's really sad to me.
Many, 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 many years ago, Dave and I had the creator of, what was that awful service, that cheating service?
Oh, Ashley Madison.
Yep. Yeah, we had that guy on, and you know, he had such small D energy on the show because we asked him, like, what if your wife was on there? Then he got super defensive.
Yeah, he's like, well, my wife would never do that.
Like, and you're like, you're a clown. And then obviously it turns out.
Yeah, because like women don't cheat.
But they got sued. because I think it was like 98% of the women profiles on that site
were fake.
Were fake.
There was a girl that called into the show and told us that she was hired by that website to sit there and send fake replies to all of these dudes acting like she was interested in
that. That reminds me of a guy who I know who was kind of, he was taking the photos for his Chicks OnlyFans and, you know, it was her on her profile, but you weren't talking to her.
Yeah. Brutal.
And that is, I mean, one of the scariest things, husband.
Ooh.
But I mean, like, you don't know that on the receiving end of the phone, like, the other end of the phone.
But I mean, run an OnlyFans or an adult website of myself, I would hire somebody else to answer my emails.
See, but that's wild.
100%. Because you'd be getting so much interaction because you're such a hot commodity.
You know, I got a lot of things going on in my life.
You could do a lot of side boob.
Side moob.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, guys, here it goes. Rhino versus hippo. Who wins?
Message deleted.
Where's the fight?
Questions. I hate questions.
Yeah, is it in the water or is it on land? Because on the land, the rhino wins. In water, the hippo wins.
Have you ever seen a hippopotamus with its mouth wide open?
Hate it.
It's horrifying.
It is
First off, the jaw unlocks.
Yeah.
And then it's got these crazy fangs in there that you'd never expect because we were groomed to believe that hippos were just hungry little delightful beasts that would just eat little pieces of candy. Yeah.
Fiona the hippo at the whatever zoo, the Cincinnati Zoo.
Well, they're just angry.
That catchy song, All I Want for Christmas.
But they don't eat meat. No, they're vegetarians.
Yeah.
There's
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget what the name of the song is. Yeah,
I think it's called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
It is.
I don't know.
This is David Mahoney.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Mahoney, you remember when Vice Media came onto the scene that was such a game changer? And a lot of that had to do with the fact that, you know, the internet was starting to become very much more readily available and the way that they would cover things.
I mean,
it
started off as the magazine and, you know, I'd heard about that. But then when, you know, the internet, like you said, came around, I remember it being an alternative news source, especially for younger people talking about things that obviously like NBC or CBS or Fox wouldn't be covering.
And they still, to this day, are doing a lot of that type of stuff.
I always liked their show on HBO, the Vice News. I thought that was pretty good. You know, that was, you know, we're like 5 or 6 years ago now.
Is it fair to say that it feels, I don't want to say like dirtier or grimier, but it feels like they're getting down to things that maybe are not only just like alternative.
Gonzo.
But, sure,
it was more gonzo, and it's at least more... it's a type of journalism that needs to be there that wasn't being covered, but
they would talk about things that, like you said, CNN, for example, would never touch. Like, they would go and do stories
sex
on
sex workers, drugs,
yes,
you know, like alternative lifestyles.
And then, like, the drug dealers and actually, like, getting the drug dealers to sit down and interviewing them. And, I mean, pretty wild stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Things are obviously happening in the world. And just, like, an interesting way of covering politics that wasn't, you know, right or left or any of that stuff. Just kind of looking at it objectively. I don't know exactly how they managed to do this, but they're bankrupt because they had a ton of money.
Oh, I know how they did it because allegedly the founder, Shane, threw million-dollar parties all the time.
And would make like single million-dollar bets on things.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. I mean, that's the best kind of, I mean, look, do it with somebody else's money.
Yeah. If you're going to start a company and you're going to have like the ability to just go absolutely nuts and have the time of your life, even if it's relatively short-lived, I'm not saying.
I mean, they got a couple decades out of it, so.
Yeah. Vice Media Group has officially filed for Chapter 11. A group of creditors have reportedly offered $225 million to buy Vice, but that is a fraction of a fraction.
Yeah, I mean,
it was once.
They were talking, you know, I think it was like $600 million, but it's valued at over $1 billion at a certain point. But, I mean, if you look at some of these news sites that are closing down, obviously BuzzFeed News closing down as well. You know, we are entering that new world of kind of where is news, who's paying for it, and how do we get it? So it's we've never seen a time in media like we are right now. So it's you know, we thought that the internet was the final frontier, and here we are on the internet, and you know, one of the darlings filing for bankruptcy.
One of the most recent posts from Vice on their Instagram is these Japanese wigs are really trippy.
I mean, I would read that.
And I mean, honestly, like they actually are.
That's really, a really, really trippy Japanese wig.
Yeah, it's trippy. So if you enjoy Vice as it is right now, this is the time probably to consume some of the content because new overlords are coming in soon. Dave Mahoney.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Let's all play the movie quote quiz. quiz. Let's all play the movie quote quiz. Let's all play the movie quote quiz on Dave and Mahoney.
Tony is joining us today for a round of the movie quote quiz. Tony, how are you, man?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. The way that this works is we've got a total of 5 clips in the movie quote quiz. And before we get going, one quick question. Do you have a favorite genre of movies?
Comedy.
Comedy, okay. Well, there are some comedies, or at least some that I think would fall into that realm that are a part of the movie quote quiz today. You do have a couple of lifelines if you need it. Here is number one in the movie quote quiz. And the way that this works, Mahoney, if you want to help him out, is that there's one lifeline from each of you, so if you need to be tagged in.
Okay. I'm here. Dave, I am a wealth of movie knowledge. I did take a history of cinema at the second community college that I attended.
Here we go, Tony. Good luck to you.
No, don't push. Hey, stop with the pushing already. Hey, I'm fine. Oh, whoa.
Okay, that is a tough one. It takes us back to 1989. Mahoney even looks a little confused by that. Tony, do you know it?
Man, I
was that Bruce Willis's voice?
It was.
Really?
That was young Bruce Willis.
Going all the way back to 1989.
What movie was Bruce Willis in 19?
I can't even think. I just recognized his voice.
Was that Hudson Hawk? No. I don't know. I don't know, man. I wish I could help
Tony. The panic. I don't know. I just recognized his voice. I don't know if I can help you. That one was really hard.
All right. So I don't know if any lifelines here. Tony, do you know it?
I don't.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I don't either. Don't feel bad, buddy.
That's Look Who's Talking, going all the way back to 1989. Yeah.
I didn't even know he was in that movie.
I didn't. That's.
Yeah.
He was the voice of one of the babies?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was like Die Hard. That sounded like him being drunk to me. Like, I didn't know.
If it was Die Hard, we would have got it.
Oh, that's tough.
Here we go on to number 2. No worries.
I want you guys to find every engineer who designed every switch, every circuit, every transistor, and every light bulb that's up there. Then I want you to talk to the guy in the assembly line who actually built the thing. Find out how to squeeze every amp out of both of these damn machines. I want this marked all the way back to Earth with time to spare. We never lost an American in space. We're sure as hell not going to lose one on my watch.
Okay, so space. It's a space movie. That takes us back to 1995. Tony, do you know it? If not, it looks like Mahoney can help you out.
No, I think I got it. That's Apollo 13.
Yeah, nailed it.
Nice.
Excellent. Well done.
Ed Harris in that role was so damn... I mean, just an underrated movie.
I mean, you talk about Tom Hanks, Bill Paxton, Ed Harris all together.
Dude.
I mean,
Tom Hanks was in that.
Yes.
Duh. I can't see.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't see Ed Harris, though. As anything but the man
Kevin
in black.
Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon. That's right, Tony. Let's not forget Kevin Bacon. Here we go on to number 3.
What did you like better, Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back?
Empire.
Blasphemy.
Empire had the better ending. I mean, Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father, hand gets frozen and taken away by Boba Fett. It ends on such a down note. I mean, that's what life is, a series of down endings. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
One of the first stoner movies going back to 1994.
Oh, I don't know.
Mahoney?
Saw this one in the theaters. Came a cult classic. It was filmed while Kevin Smith was working at that convenience store. That is the original Clerks.
That is
he
correct.
He worked? You just blew my mind. He worked at the convenience store?
Yep. That was the store he worked at. He worked at that store so they could film that, Gonzo style film there.
Wow, that's
interesting. I didn't know that either. That's a really interesting tidbit.
And neither of them sounded like themselves in that.
Well, because that's Randall. That's not Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, what the? Where did we pull that?
I mean, that's a very famous clip.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
He didn't get it. You did.
Well, this is geared towards me, not anybody else.
It's all about Mahoney. Let's be real. The whole show. Yeah. All right, here we go on to number 4.
In prison, dinner was always a big thing. We had a pasta course, and then we had a meat or a fish. Paulie did the prep work. He was doing a year for contempt, and he had this wonderful system for doing the garlic. He used a razor, and he used to slice it so thin that it used to liquefy in the pan with just a little oil. It's a very good system.
Okay, classic for sure. Going back to 1990 with that one.
Oh, one of my favorites. Goodfellas.
Boom.
Oh,
man. Tony, killing it. Okay, so we're down to the last one here. You get this one correct, and you're going to win today. Is somebody calling you asking you if you're on the radio right now?
Is that a train?
What is happening?
Yep. Or is that like the red phone? Like, what is it? Something.
Do you need to go? All right, final one here.
Yeah, it's good.
You still got a lifeline with Audrey if you need it. So good luck to you. Last one here. You get this right, and you win today.
I grab the guy in my dream. You see me struggling, so you wake me up. We both come out. You whack the f***. We got him.
Are you crazy?
Just meet me at my porch at midnight. Oh, and meanwhile, whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
It looks like Audrey may be able to help out if you need it.
I think Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, no, yeah,
yeah.
That's it.
That's it. You win. You did it, Tony. Congratulations, man. Thanks for playing today.
Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, I've got some really good news for you, my man. You have been very vocal over the years about your love, and I say that emphatically, for Martha Stewart.
Dave, I've been preaching from the mountaintops that Martha Stewart is a damn national treasure. She literally may be the perfect person.
She is making history once again. Can you believe that Martha Stewart is 81 years old?
She has been an icon my entire life, dude.
She is making history as the oldest woman to ever appear on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
It's so funny. I was just looking at these photos. It feels like I like manifested this moment. She looks so hot.
I've been saying for years she is a snack.
She is a snack. She is definitely a gorgeous woman. But, I mean, these photos are very – I don't want to say, like, because – Playboy has, like, a certain vibe about it, right? But, I mean, I feel like these would be, like, these are sexy, classy, she looks
this
great
This is
photos.
What you would expect a Martha Stewart swimsuit shoot to look like.
At 81.
Yeah, it's very true to Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you the thing, I mean, obviously her ability to take care of you, I think, is what makes you gravitate
towards
Martha Stewart.
Well, the fact that she could, can literally, do anything and everything around the house making... being the most handy person who may have ever graced television.
You are such an only child. That's nuts.
Yeah, you are the biggest mama's boy that has ever lived. And Martha Stewart is like the ultimate mama to just take care of you. 81 years old. She looks amazing. Like you said, she can do anything around the house. But the thing that makes Martha Stewart the most attractive is the fact that she's been to jail.
And she smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah, and hangs out with Snoop Dogg. But if you haven't seen the photos, worth taking a look. Martha Stewart not only looks amazing, but also said that she, quote, "I didn't starve myself, but I didn't eat any bread or pasta for a couple of months. I went to Pilates every other day, and that was great. I live a clean life anyway. Good diet, good exercise."
No, she's a Pilates girl.
Healthy skincare, dude. All that stuff. Of course
Pilates chicks are like.
First off, those Pilates machines are sex machines.
If you're going on your third wedding or your third marriage, marry a Pilates chick. Yeah. Pro tip.
How are you going to meet a Pilates chick, though? Can you imagine, like, you or me showing up to a Pilates class?
Pilates is just the new yoga for rich women, yeah. And it's like those are granola girls who starve themselves. Like,
is that what it is?
We're too poor.
We can't afford it?
We cannot.
Have you ever tried a Pilates machine?
It's just core, yeah. It's really tough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly how to do it. I've never tried it.
Every woman I know who's into Pilates, hot.
Including Martha Stewart.
That's right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone. When is Audrey leaving? Thanks. Sorry. Message deleted.
Hang on a second. You can't say sorry after that. Either you have to own that you hate Audrey, or you have to love her like everyone else does.
Or you can be indifferent to her.
Also,
we'll take any of that.
Bad news. She's never leaving.
Yeah, we negotiate a contract as a team.
Yeah.
That's how that works because, shockingly, we like each other and we like doing business with each other.
That honestly is a really important part of this show.
Yep.
And, Mahoney and I have been friends for 20 years, but Audrey, you've been a dear friend of ours for about half a decade now as well.
Yeah, going 5 this year.
5 years. But we all genuinely do like each other. There's a lot of radio shows out there that hate each other. They just do it
for the money.
The paycheck.
Yeah.
And no knock to them. Like, whatever.
Whatever.
You got to make
your
money.
If you're a professional, you're a professional.
Right.
We are not professionals. We just get along with each other.
That's exactly right.
So that works out for us.
If we didn't like each other, this would fall apart.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would quit if I've threatened to quit when I've worked with people I don't like before in the past.
Yeah, and then you got fired instead of quitting. But still, you know, whatever.
They fired me because I was going to quit.
That's exactly right.
You know what's kind of interesting whenever we get calls like that? I always find it comical that everyone always singles me out as the person to pick on. And I just will say this because, you know, I've had to defend myself in the past. This isn't the first phone call that I've gotten in this nature. But I will say that, you know, as a broadcaster, I haven't been doing this nearly as long as David Mahoney, but I, you know, really do appreciate the opportunity to be able to be in this chair and in this position. And whether or not you like me today, maybe you'll give me the opportunity to win you over tomorrow. I mean, I know that this is a very subjective thing. Who you choose to like and dislike is subjective. It's why we have friendships and we've chose the ones that we have in this room today. But like any job, I hope to grow, whether it's in this role or, you know, as somebody who's a personality that you might choose to like later. But just like this show, just give it a chance. You know, don't call and just be hateful for no reason.
Or
you know?
Don't.
Like,
what did turn that the do? Channel and don't call the voicemail.
But I mean, like, what did that do? That's just kind of like cyberbullying and you're grown up. Yeah, you know, like that you're a grown adult.
That wouldn't be cyberbullying. That would be...
Phone bullying.
Telephonic bullying.
Telephonic bullying. What, that sounds...
Like, whatever.
Sounds
it's
I like to get my my bullying done by Morse code via the wire.
Smoke signals for me.
Oh, yeah.
No, Audrey, I'm with you. Like, it always surprises me when people take time out of their day to make somebody's day worse. Like, you took time out of your day to pick up the phone to just insult somebody. Like, who does that?
Like, you're a grown woman.
Douche.
We have dudes who do this too. Like, you're a grown woman and a grown man, and you took the time out of your day to be like, ew, kick the girl to the curb. Like, so what? Gas is high. You want me to be without gas money? Rude. Like, also, rent is high. You want me to be without rent money?
You just signed a new lease.
Yeah, man. Like, I just got into a 1-year lease. I just bought a puppy, man. Like, you want me to be without money and food?
Also, out of this
That's
group,
what I heard.
I am definitely the worst. So if there's anyone that you should hate, it should be me. No question.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I felt like crying in hot yoga, so I did, and no one noticed.
Message deleted.
That's a funny move.
Crying in hot yoga, and no one noticed.
I mean, there's something about yoga that like intrigues me, and I'm not just talking about the pants.
You, sir, stay out of yoga class.
So if anybody is an old school wrestling fan like me, they know who Diamond Dallas Page is.
Sure.
And he has, you know, famously started his own brand of yoga.
I actually saw that on Shark Tank.
Kind of saved Jake the Snake Roberts' life by doing so. Actually, quite a few people have gotten involved with Diamond Dallas Page yoga. And it's like really, you know, one of the things as I'm getting older and I'm getting way less active and I'm getting heavier, I kind of like, you know, there are days where I'm like, I should probably do something about that. And yoga does intrigue me because it is lower impact and will make me a little bit more flexible.
Hmm. Yeah. You in a hot yoga class. I know you're going to set up in the back of the room because you're a creep.
Wait, would you rather have me in the front of the room?
I would not.
I'll put on those tight yoga pants from Lululemon. I'll do downward facing dog.
Don't you do it.
Run everybody out of that classroom. Why did that yoga studio fail? Mahoney's ass.
He showed up once and ruined it.
I thought about this the other day. Grass has an interesting existence where it is forever encouraged to grow, but when it grows too much, it gets cut down. And if it grows in the wrong place, it gets straight up murdered.
Message deleted.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm so fond of grass, but I am toxic towards grass. Like, this is an abusive relationship. Like, the smell of fresh-cut grass, there's almost nothing more nostalgic to me because when I was a young man and one of my first jobs was mowing grass, but just like you wake up on that summer morning and you smell the fresh-cut grass, mm-hmm. then you realize it's a bunch of aborted little grass leaves.
Oh, my God!
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, we got called out, and for good reason.
What's that, Dave?
You mentioned Jake the Snake Roberts, but you did not tell the story of your own personal interaction with this gentleman.
So growing up, I was a huge WWF, WWE fan. Mm-hmm. Loved professional wrestling. Still like it today. You know, I don't love the direction it's in currently, but I enjoy professional wrestling for the theatrics, for the athleticism that it's evolved
into. The production is over the top.
The production, nobody does production like live entertainment sports production like the WWE, especially at their bigger shows like SummerSlam and WrestleMania. But I grew up, like, loving Jake the Snake Roberts. Like, he was one of my absolute favorites. I mean, top three.
Did you have
wrestlers.
Any like action figures, oh, yeah, posters, all that stuff?
They had big, giant rubber action figures that you could just beat the hell out of your friends with.
Used to beat my brothers with those things.
Dude, I mean, it was worse than a billy club. Like, yeah. I mean, I know like in some states you can't have like weapons in your car and stuff like that.
Have a large figurine of a wrestler.
I had a junkyard dog, an ultimate warrior, a hillbilly Jim, and Jake the Snake Roberts. But Jake the Snake Roberts, so he lived in Las Vegas for a while. And when I was on a workout kick, I was going to a Planet Fitness. And so I was walking probably 4 to 5 miles every single day right after the show.
And your routine was you would just go to the Planet Fitness, get on the treadmill, and just walk. Yeah. And that was your workout.
And that was my workout. And this was right around the time where I wasn't eating a lot of breakfast, and I was very conscious of my caloric intake. So I was losing a lot of weight, but I just started drinking coffee for the first time. So I started drinking a lot of black coffee. Mm-hmm. And when you do that without anything in your stomach, and then you do a lot of, like, moving. Let's say, like, you walk 5 miles. It may shift some things around.
Mm-hmm. Make you a little gassy.
So I'm at this Planet Fitness. I've got my headphones on, and I'm doing my daily walk. And who do I see in this Planet Fitness? I see one of my childhood icons. It's Jake the Snake Roberts. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Jake the Snake.
And you instantly recognized him.
Yes. I mean, it's been 30 years since you'd seen him on a regular basis on TV. But, like, without a doubt, without missing him, Jake the Snake Roberts. So I'm like, oh, cool. But, you know, I'm like, I'm just kind of watching
him. You're not going to
bother him. I'm not going to bother him. And plus, I'm in the middle of my walk, and I'm walking on this treadmill. And I guess he decides he's not doing a whole lot in this gym, if I'm being honest. This was kind of like before he got into the Diamond Dallas Page yoga and turned his life around. So he's just kind of like mulling around.
But he had good intentions like you.
Sure.
You know, there to try and break a sweat.
And so he's just kind of like walking around the gym. And at one point, he starts to walk behind me. And at this particular moment in time, my stomach does a turn. I don't know if it's because I was nervous because I had, you know, Jake the Snake Roberts is coming like right behind me, but my stomach turns and it just releases everything that is in my stomach.
Do you normally get a little gassy when you're nervous?
That's so
funny. Is this like a common thing?
No, not really, but like the combination of moving, not eating, trying to lose weight, and drinking a lot of black coffee that morning, I ripped one of the most noxious gases you would call it a hazmat team or a haz-ass team to clear the place after this. But right as he's walking behind me and Jake the Snake Roberts walks through cloud of ass.
Mahoney.
One of your childhood heroes.
And he makes the worst face could imagine. He has been choked out by a snake. He's been thrown through barbed wire. He has seen, his body has been through just untold damaging things. But this.
You were giving him flashbacks, man.
But this cloud of gas, I mean, just destroyed him. His face contorted in ways that a face should not contort.
So what did you do
That's
afterwards?
Why I had to get into the Diamond Dallas Page yoga.
Not only did his face contort, he starts to cough.
Oh, no.
And he immediately leaves the gym.
He started smelling numbers.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
Okay, so look, there was a lot of mistakes that were made here, and we're not condoning any of this, but man, this is a DUI arrest out of a cartoon. This is ridiculous.
What happened here,
so
Dave?
A Colorado Springfield police officer conducted a traffic stop of a driver who was going 52 in a 30 at 11:30 p.m. on Saturday. They're like, all right, you're speeding pretty well because 30, you're talking about a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, you're going 52 through there. It's 11:30 on a Saturday.
In a neighborhood, anything over 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're 20, you can't be surprised you got pulled over.
So the cop walks up to the car.
Okay.
And he walks up to the driver's side and he realizes, there's something amiss here because there is a dog in the driver's seat.
Was that dog drunk? Is the D in the DUI stand for dog?
Dog under influence. No, there was then also a man casually sitting in the passenger seat.
As you do.
And the cop said, what are you doing? And he's like, I wasn't driving. My dog was driving.
Oh, God.
Do we know what kind of dog it was?
Didn't specify what kind of dog it was.
What kind of crappy reporter does a story about a dog DUI and doesn't tell us what kind of dog.
Yeah, no age, no description.
Like, because it was it a Chihuahua? Yeah. Was it a Doberman?
A Doberman maybe could drive. Those are smart dogs.
You know, whatever the Saint Bernard.
Yeah. Actually, I bet a St. Bernard would be a pretty responsible driver.
Rottweiler? I feel like a Rottweiler would be a pretty good driver as well.
So the suspect, who had clear signs of intoxication, said, no, it wasn't me driving, it was my dog. And he said, sir, I saw you switch places with the dog as I was walking up. And then the guy got out of the passenger side of the vehicle, as was requested of him, and he instantly took off running.
And did left his dog
did
behind.
Did the dog follow?
No, the dog didn't follow. It said that he was... quote, quickly and easily apprehended 20 yards away.
I'd be snitching if I was that dog.
They sicked his own dog on him, please. Like his own dog bites him.
The driver, again, two active warrants, which is why he was trying to pull the old switcheroo.
And also, never have a dog drive when you both have been drinking, because for every point you have, same thing applies to the dog. Like, a point one for a dog, for us, is a point seven.
Point seven, yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Yay!
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Stop with the daily affirmations. You don't need them. Stop fixating on being positive or attractive because it convinces you that you're not.
Message deleted.
Who's doing daily affirmations?
I do daily affirmations.
You would, you dork.
I mean, some people need them.
I mean, I feel like there's nothing wrong with telling yourself that, like, ways of feeling better.
Hold on. Chris, do you do daily affirmations as well?
I absolutely do.
The Stuart Smileys, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough.
It's pretty simple. It's, I will not quit this job. I will not quit this job.
I am smart enough to be here. Yeah, like defeating your imposter syndrome. Yeah, no, I don't think that there's anything wrong with positive self-talk. I think that that's weird that people would try and make you feel more negative.
It's not for me.
Me either.
Sure, but I mean, you guys also, Mahoney, you are so good at curating your feed where it's just puppies and positive things, or other people doom scroll.
I don't doom scroll.
No, I'm with you. I used to doom scroll. Twitter was my favorite app, and then it just got so negative that I'm like, I'm just going to get rid of this, and I'm going to stick with Instagram where it's boobs and boats. I love those things.
See, positivity.
Yeah.
Like, that is your daily affirmation, boobs and boats and boobs and boats.
And none of us watch the news, right? I think there's nobody here. I mean, we read our news. We don't. Yes. Nobody here watches the news.
I'd rather watch sports and gamble.
Yes.
Yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you woke up one morning covered in insects, would you rather they were spiders or wasps?
Oh, message deleted.
Spiders or wasps are like two of the nut low. I mean, snakes, I guess you could mix in there, but
I would say probably spider, man.
No. I'd go wasps.
But then wasps sting can sting you. They can kill you.
But so can spiders. What kind of spider?
Yeah.
But if you lay still enough, why would they bite you?
I mean, if it's daddy long legs, whatever. But if we're talking like...
Do you know that daddy long legs are some of the most venomous spiders out there?
Man, that's a...
But they have
fangs
the tiniest...
That's are just such a lie.
No, it's
their
mouth.
Stop spreading that lie.
And something else you should know, every bird is a government drone.
Okay.
Oh, it's their tiny little mouths. They can't really bite you that well. Something like
they just,
that.
No. They just sound lazy to me.
Oh, you're married now, Daddy Long Legs? Your mouth is too small to do anything?
Also, what a rude name.
Daddy Long Legs?
Yeah, man. Like, you can't help he's all leg.
Old Audrey Long Neck over here is going to take up for him, of course.
Stop it. I mean, if that spider were a person, it would be on Vogue, the color of Vogue, or straight up cover of Vogue. And,
beautiful model.
Yes, yeah. All leg.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Did any of your parents have strange rules for you? Mine wasn't that weird, but none of my friends had to do it. Every Sunday, I had to call two of my aunts and one of my and my grandmother. It was something my mom forced us all to do every Sunday. I still make family calls on Sundays to this day.
Message deleted.
That's a great rule. That is a great thing. My parents had all kinds of rules. They were pretty strict growing up, but we've talked about this. The door-to-door salesman of the World Book, it got us. Because my dad used to do a thing where he spent so much money on this stupid World Book collection that he made all of us read an article before we could go outside to play, to, you know, educate ourselves or whatever. But we would sit there and hate read the shortest article that we could find out of the World Book. But it's because I think he felt guilty for spending that much money on those stupid World Books.
I mean, those World Books back in the day were like, what, $1,500, $2,000?
A lot of money.
And that was in like 1980s money?
For real.
Money, did you, because you were a single child, did your parents make you do anything? Like, did you, like...
I didn't really have a whole lot of rules.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
All right, I'm going to file this under the most embarrassing ways to die. And boy, this is not one that would be high on the list, I think, for anyone.
More autoerotic asphyxiation?
Kind of, but somehow worse.
What happened, Dave?
So this is a 30-year-old from the Czech Republic. He lived at home with his parents.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, so, I mean, like, your parents being involved in this as well. You know, sadly, the story is obviously that he passed.
Yeah.
But the way that it happened was that he took a ping pong ball and yep. And then
did he get lost?
It wasn't that, because even that you'd sort of be like, you know,
you go to
it happens, you know.
Sure.
But I guess he had a ping pong ball that flew, and then he was also electrocuting himself while going to town.
That feels like...
What? Yeah.
So there's an electric massage device laying next to him, and there's a one-handed device.
What in the world?
Yeah, it had malfunctioned while it was plugged in, so...
Oh, yeah, well, that was by accident then.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he certainly didn't do this on purpose. It was like he was just... kind of going above and beyond to enjoy himself.
Yeah, but make sure you've got. Make sure if you're going to town with something electric, make sure you've got a ground wire.
Yeah. So they listed the cause of death as accidental electrocution to autoerotic manipulation. You know, but then like you know the parents being involved and everything. It's just
astrocution.
I feel so. I don't know how I feel about that story.
And he's 30 at his house doing this thing. Man, you can't.
Oh,
hey,
he's 30?
Bro,
yeah, that changes the whole thing.
Don't do this at your house if you're 30. Yeah. It's your mom's house.
If you're 15, you're like, that's really sad. He doesn't know better. You're 30, brother.
Yeah.
You should absolutely know better.
Oh, move out.
What are you doing that at your parents'
and
house
now they're
when your mom
traumatized,
is. Your mom
man.
Is in the living room, man. Yes, you did that to your parents. Your
oh
poor mother.
Oh, my God. Honestly, that is such a good tip of the day. Don't go doing weird stuff that you have the potential of dying for.
At your mama's house.
At your mama's house. Or is that how you want to be left behind?
Yeah, don't have an electric ping pong ball up your booty at your mom's house.
Yeah, that's how you get a closed casket.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
It goes to your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.